Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the On the Pony Express podcast. I am Billy Embody. Thank you for listening to this edition, because I am thrilled to welcome SMU quarterback commit Keldrick Luster, the pride of McKinney High, onto the podcast. Keldrick, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule. You've been on a tear this summer. You make your commitment to SMU. You've been adjusting to a new school. What's this whole ride been like for you over the last few months?
You know, the recruitment, you know, it's picked up really fast. You know, it's been crazy. You know, every other week, you know, I had to, you know, figure out what I want to go and what I want to do. But, you know, at the end, you know, I'm glad it's over with, and finally found a home for me, and I just can't wait to get up there and get it all started. So
what was it about SMU that made it the right place for you to go and you know, go ahead and make that decision?
You know, SMU really stood out to me, you know, out of all the other schools, you know, really with the relationships I made. You know, I've been talking by Coach Burr, Coach Wood, and all of them since like January. And, you know, it's really more than just a coach to player type relationship with this. So it really felt like a great spot for me.
And let's go back to that relationship with Coach Brewer. I mean, what was he like throughout the process? What were your day-to-day conversations like with each other?
You know, it was a long process. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It was a long process, but you know, Coach Brewer, you know, texting every other week, you know, he letting me know how pumped they are about having me, you know, or recruiting me up at SMU, and how the coaches really like me, and, you know, how they're ready to start building the class around me. So.
And you know, when I know we talked a little bit about this, but they got to see you a little bit as Derek King, right?
Yes, sir. You know, especially from most of their coaches coming from Miami, you know, I feel like that's how they're going to revolve around my play style when I get there. So,
and you know, what do you think about that comparison? I mean, did you get a chance to watch any of his film? What do you think about, you know, just that kind of comparison in terms of your game?
You know, I went up there for my official visit. You know, Coach Brewer, he was showing me some film of Derek King, and you know, I would say he had a lot of freedom, you know, with calling the offense. So the comparison, no, I really feel like it's spot on, you know.
Is there other players that you kind of model your game after overall?
I would say Kyler Murray. I would say, yeah, kind of. But, you know, I really don't like to model myself as someone else. You know, I'm just trying to be the best of me, and hopefully somebody can model themselves after me. So
no doubt. What'd you think about the fit in the offense, you know, at SMU in terms of how, what they want to do and accomplish?
You said what? You kind of broke up. I'm sorry.
What'd you think of the fit in the SMU offense that, you know, you saw? What drew you to the offense there?
You know, really their pass game, you know, the past few years, you know, I really never got a lot of freedom with the offense, you know, but the way SMU runs their offense, you know, a lot of one-on-ones I've seen since I've been up there watching the practices, you know, they're allowing their quarterbacks to take that chance if they feel like it's a great feeling for the offense. So, you know, it's really a lot of freedom.
You know, Rhett Lashley, I mean, comes from Miami. He's familiar with DFW. What did you learn about him, and you know, what have you thought about him throughout?
Hello?
What did you think about Rhett Lashley throughout the process for you, and what, you know, stands out about him overall?
You know, I really feel like he really gets the, you know, he knows how to recruit well, I would say. You know, he knows who's going to put the team in the right position and allowed him to win ball games. So I feel like Rhett Lashley, he's good at finding the right players.
You know, with the whole overall package for SMU, was what stood out off the field or maybe away from the field that caught your eye?
you know, like I said earlier, it's really like getting to know the players. I would say, you know, once we're not in face to face, you know, they're always there checking up on the players. You know, it's seeing how their family's doing. You know, really getting to know their family members. So,
And then, you know, you mentioned your official visit playing a part in all of this. What was the official visit like? Take us inside what the SMU staff does with the guys that come on campus.
You know, I really haven't got a chance to take in my official visit yet. You know, I'm going to wait till December, you know, go up there with all the other offensive guys that were recruited to SMU or that has committed to SMU. So it should be a good time in December.
Got it. And, you know, just as far as bonding with the class so far, I mean, you have guys like Jackson Lavender, Randy Reese. What's the group like? How's the group chat going that I've heard about?
You know, we're young. You know, like I said, we're like, just like me, we all have the same goals. We can't wait to get up there. So before we start getting up there, you know, we're about to go up there a few days, some days throughout the week. I don't know which yet. We haven't really talked about it, but going up there to start throwing, you know, getting connections started before we get to SMU. So,
and you know, you guys have been on a little bit of a run. I mean, what do you think about this class that's been put together so far? You got three offensive linemen committed. You got a couple wideouts. You know, what do you think so far about what you guys have been able to put together?
You know, this 23 class that's going to come in, you know, it's really going to be special. You know, something that SMU has really never seen before. You know, it's with the pieces put together, it's going to be a great season once we get up there.
Were there any players in particular that you really bonded with as you went through the process, whether it be in the 2023 class or on the current SMU team?
Me and I would say Jackson Lavender, you know, that's my guy. You know, I was at Liberty, we played each other, you know, all through middle school, we kind of knew each other. We knew each other a little bit, you know. Just growing up, we just. Hello. Just growing up, you know, we just built a bond together, and you know, we've known each other for a pretty long time now. So you know, obviously Jackson, you know, he tried to get me up to go to SMU in the future. You know, put in the good word for me, but now I'm just happy, you know. I was going to be a Mustang, and you know, I'm going to be throwing the ball together. So
that's awesome. It is, you know, what do you see out of him? I mean, was that a big selling point having two guys already committed at wide receiver?
You know, having Randy and Jackson, you know, it's going to be special. You know, two highly playmakers in the DFW area. You know, both had great teams at their high school. So them knowing the game and balling on the field, you know, it's going to take a lot of relief off me as a quarterback. You know, I know I have two dog receivers on the outside. They're also going to make plays. So
what, let's turn it over to, you know, what you want to accomplish away from the field. Was there a major you had picked out at SMU? Is there anything, you know, away from football that really caught your eye?
Really business, you know, starting my own business. So that's something I'm really looking forward to as a plan B, just in case, because, you know, football doesn't last forever. So that's really something I'm looking forward to.
Did they, you know, the life after ball program, was that something that, you know, you guys got a good feel for and just talking with probably some of the players about that?
You know, we really haven't talked about it yet, you know, but eventually we will, and we'll break it all down. So,
got it. You know, as far as your own game at the high school level, I mean, you're going into your first year at McKinney. What's the transition like for a quarterback to come in going into his senior year? What's that going to be like?
You know, following up from what I did last year, you know, coming to a new school, and a lot of people, you know, they're gonna wonder, is he going to do the same thing in 6A football? Because 5A football is different from 6A, you know. Is he still going to put up big numbers? You know, so a lot of people are just looking forward to what I'm going to be able to do next season from what I did the past season at Liberty. So, you know, really this year is going to be a new McKinney football team. You know, A lot of people don't understand that yet, but you know, when our first game comes against Temple, you know, they're going to see that this is a new McKinney High football team with me behind the offense and them following me.
You know, as far as what you bring to the table, what's kind of your style? I know you kind of alluded to it, you know, with your, you know, kind of comparisons in a way, but you know, you want to make your own, you know, name for yourself. What do you feel like your style is that stands out?
You know, I really feel like my style is spreading the ball more now, because like last year, you know, people looked at me more as a runner. You know, I really feel like this whole offseason, you know, I expanded my passing game a lot more. So my passing game has been dangerous, I would say, you know, throughout this whole offseason and 7-on-7 and what we've been doing and my training that I've been doing. So I feel like my passing game is going to be something to watch coming up in this new season.
You know, when you think about finishing out your high school career, I mean, you're like you said, you're coming into a new situation. You're trying to step up. What are your goals for your senior year?
You know, really to win every game. You know, with this new team I have. You know, trying to build something that McKinney hasn't had in a long time. You know, it's really more me with the team goals instead of my personal goals. That's all I really care about. So.
You know, when you get away from the field, you go away from football, what's your style like with your teammates and, you know, how you lead, you know, away from the team and things like that?
No, I feel like bonding is really one thing that we have outside of football. You know, we're going to a lot of places together, you know, we all go hang out at Top Golf or we go play sand volleyball or something. So really bonding is one special thing I have with my teammates.
Away from football, I mean, just what do you like to do overall? What's your go-to kind of get away from it all, decompress kind of deal?
Really, like I said, go play sand volleyball or playing basketball with some of the guys.
Yeah, because I see your profile pic you've got, and you had them on at the SMU camp, those big shades. Those just your sand volleyball style right there.
Nah, that's just the new drip I added. It's a new essential I added.
Okay, all right. Are you watching anything good this summer? You know, on Netflix or Hulu or whatever.
No, you know, I'm just waiting for the net. Oh, actually, Stranger Things. You know, Stranger Things came out a few weeks ago. You know, I finished that within like a week. You know, I'm just waiting for the new episode to come out in July. So nothing to know with that so far.
Okay, yeah, it's on my list to finish as well. You know, you get to stay in Dallas to play your college football. What's your go-to spots to eat around town? Do you have any particular ones? You know, maybe an NIL deal down the line.
You know, one is Waterbury. You know, I hope that Waterbury NIL comes in. Hopefully, you know, I don't know yet, but Whataburger, I would say
Texas toast or regular bun.
Regular bun.
Okay, all right. I'm Texas toast.
Yeah, or Chipotle or Cane's. Okay. That's three.
Okay, all right. So you don't have like this. You're more of a chain guy in a way.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Well, that's probably where the big money is too. So, you know, the NIL, if it comes through, you know, that'd be big.
Yes, sir.
Well, cool. Well, awesome, man. Well, hey, like, thanks so much for coming on the podcast with us. We'll have to do it again, as your senior year unfolds. We'll of course be watching, as will, plenty of SMU fans, watching you, you know, get ready for your final song before you head off to college.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thanks so much for doing this, Keldrick, and appreciate you and have a great rest of the summer.
You too.
That was Keldrick Luster, SMU quarterback commit, joining the podcast. Appreciate you guys coming on to listen to that. We will catch you guys next time on another edition of the On the Pony Express podcast. So appreciate you guys listening and catch you next time.